Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And that's the ball game.
Unbelievable. And that's a good at bat. And it found a glove. And the Giants remain snake bit.
So the Giants come up short. A terrific start by Logan Webb. A little heartbreak at the end. You can only hit the ball so hard. You hope that it finds the grass, and it didn't.
Well, we're back to, hey, at least we've got Kruk and Kipe. So, NBC Sports Bay Area, Kruk and Kipe.
Yep.
By the way, there's one issue I had with that, with what they said there. There's one small thing, and I thought it kind of almost self-corrected. You have any idea what it is? There's one thing.
Oh, he said unbelievable.
No.
Because it's very believable.
No, I found it to be unbelievable as well. Like, I mean, that's a word you say. It's like, you don't
mean
that, right? You throw your hands up.
14 of 60 games this year, they've scored one run or fewer. So it's actually, not only is it not unbelievable, it's predictable.
Kruk said they remain snake bit. And my contention would be, no. They were snake bit on the final two at-bats. You're not snake bit. You're not good. You are swinging at pitches that are 3 feet outside. I wanted to give Encarnacion a foam finger. He was waving at stuff that never looked like it was anywhere near anywhere. And Schmidt does this. And Chappie does this sometimes. And hitting a baseball is incredibly hard. So I get it. My God, I get it. Okay? I coach Little League where half of the kids, they won't even stand in there. So, but this is the big leagues. So, you know, we don't need the qualifiers. The Giants are not even suffering in most cases from a lack of hits. They're suffering from a lack of being able to put the bleep ball in play when they need to. Like, put the ball in play when you need to. And that is so frustrating. It is constant strikeouts with runners in scoring position. Matt Chapman's getting mad at an umpire for a ball that is right in the middle of the square on TV. Like, I don't know, man. It is frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
To watch them right now.
Beyond frustrating. And I don't want to get all super deep baseball savant analytical on you, but just the idea of being snake bit to me would indicate that you're hitting the ball really hard a lot, and the other team just happens to be catching it very often. According to Baseball Savant, the Giants are 29th in hard hit percentage.
There you go.
Which means when you hit the ball and it is a fair ball and it's more than 95 miles an hour in exit velocity, which is a very hard hit, they are only ahead of the Cleveland Guardians in hard hit percentage. So that's the end of my very shallow dive.
Yeah,
but
that's not, I mean, they're not snake bit.
No, that's an indicator, though, that when they're actually making contact, that, you know, they're not hitting it. For example, the Red Sox are number one in hard hit percentage. Almost half of their hits are hit more than 95 miles an hour. And that's why Boston has one of the best offenses in baseball. When they hit it, they usually hit it hard.
Right.
The Giants, they don't hit it hard that often. Yep. So
this
we can talk
so
ballpark factors all we want, but when your hard hit rate is second to last, that has nothing to do with the ballpark. You know what I mean?
Let's go to Matt in the city. 888-957-9570. What is standing out to you as far as frustrations right now? Granted, watching a team that's six games over 500. They're six games over 500.
Yeah.
That's why, for me, this is a very narrow – and it's fine, but it's a narrow conversation for now. I don't have large concerns about the season being on the brink, or like I very much accepted, and we'll play some of it for you here maybe in a little bit. Do we have some of the Logan Webb from last night? Logan, I thought, was very light and airy about all this. He's like, we've been through way harder stuff than this stretch. This is no big deal. And I kind of agree with him in a larger, grand sense. I don't think the Giants, if they pitch this way, they're going to win a lot of baseball games. I don't think they're, quote, in trouble. What I think they are is just maddening. They're just maddening. It's like they are maddening to watch with the way this whole thing plays out. And I wonder if that's, are these because of large issues or small issues? Is it individuals? Is it ballpark? What is it? Matt in the city on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Matt. What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call. You know, what stands out to me is that, you know, I don't know too many teams without at least three guys in their starting lineup who can hit north of 270. And the Giants seems like we haven't had that in a long, you know, in years. And that's why when Willy Adames was brought over, you know, I didn't know much about Willy, but when I saw the stats in Milwaukee, I was like, no, this is not what we need. We need guys who can hit north of 270. I'm not too concerned about the power, but we don't have at least three guys who can do that. I don't know if we can be a good team. And like you guys said, it's a miracle that we have the record that we have with the hitting we have. And I just want to get your thoughts on that. You know, can we be good without having at least three guys north of 270?
Matt, I mean, like, thank you for the call. That feels almost kind of like what we did yesterday when I'm like, you know, would you get Giannis if it meant 12 years? I just made that number up.
Right.
And so that, you know, like, do you need three guys to hit 270? I don't know. Probably not, to be honest with
you. The top hitting team in baseball right now is the Dodgers, and as a team, they're hitting 268.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Batting average is no longer the metric. For me, it's more about like on-base plus slugging, OPS, which is where you need to be higher than where you are currently.
Yeah, I think you need a lot of guys to be a lot more productive. I don't know if the number is three. I don't know if the number is four, what have you. And like, to me, his more interesting point is the one about Adames. Like, they signed him, and he looks at the numbers in Milwaukee and goes, wait a minute, that's not who we need. It's an interesting point because, again, I do think that when someone gets signed to a new place, the fan base is not fully familiar with them yet. They can pull it up and go, oh, he had over 30 homers last year. Yay, we win. Okay, hold on a second. Go deeper. Willy Adames has never had a year in the big leagues in his life where he didn't average more than a strikeout per game. Hear that. Did you know that stat?
Well, I'm just looking at it.
He's
and,
never in his career.
Right.
Every year of his career, he has struck out more than the number of games he's played. He averages more than a strikeout per game for his whole life, consistently, every year.
You know I love numbers, and I love this one because in 2019, he played 152 games, and he struck out 153 times.
But it's an accurate statement.
No, it's hilarious is what it is. And in 2021, he struck out 156 times and 140. And even last year, when he played a buck 61, he played all the games but one. He struck out 173 times. And this year at 68-60, punchies to games.
So, like, if you're looking at his strikeouts right now and you're like, boy, this is crazy. No, it's not. This is exactly who he is. Now, the difference is, you know, again, you're looking at a guy who is north of 750 career OPS. This year, he's hitting well below 650. So that's not who he is. But take the strikeouts out of it. That's who Willie is. The strikeouts are a big part of it. The problem is he's not hitting the ball hard. He's not hitting the ball hard anywhere. He's not able to clutch up. He's not hitting for power. He's a career 245 hitter. Willie Adames is not a great hitter. He's a good hitter. He is a powerful hitter.
Should be, yeah.
He is a wonderful presence to have on your team. And I firmly believe, and a lot of people in professional sports, they don't want to hear this, but I think Buster Posey went out to go sign himself. Now, Willie is not the hitter that Buster was. That's not what I mean. But anybody who knew the dynamics in the Giants clubhouse back when they were winning World Series, there were a lot of characters.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
There were a lot of people who were important. Hunter Pence gets credit for speeches. Mad Bum gets credit for 2014. But if you want to know who ran the damn room, right? Brandon Crawford did the music. But who was the president of the room? It's Buster Posey. Now, it's been Logan Webb for a while, but Logan's a pitcher, and that's just a little bit of a different dynamic. And I think Buster was like, we need someone to run this room. And Willie Adames and Matt Chapman are the two people that he grabbed to kind of run the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ramos and Jung-Hoo Lee might be better overall hitters, but they're not going to run the room. There's language barriers. They're young players, right? But that's part of what he did. And that part, I think, is working. I think that has something to do with why they've won more games than they've lost.
Without a doubt.
But, yes, he can be better. He needs to be better. But divorce yourself from the idea that Willy Adames is this great hitter in the big leagues.
No,
he's not.
But what I want is him to approximate what he did in Milwaukee. And just looking at what he did there in 4 years, it was a home run every 22 plate appearances. Right now, he's getting a home run every 52 plate appearances.
Right.
And miss me with the ballpark factors, because he's actually hitting better at home than he is on the road. So you don't have to be a 30-homer guy, although it'd be cool if somebody could be for this franchise, because we haven't had one since Bonds.
I don't think it's ever going to happen ever again.
Well, I think it can, and
no.
It should.
So I'm giving up on it.
You're
now.
You're not giving up. You don't give up.
I'll be surprised.
You don't give up.
In 2037, I'll be surprised when some kid who was just born a couple years ago comes up and hits 30 home runs. Other than that, I'm going to stop asking
it's
for it.
It's Bryce Eldridge with that short porch and right.
Oh, it's only 309. Short porch and
309.
Right. 309. Yeah, jets out to 415 in 10 seconds.
Just pull the ball. I think that Willy Adames, I'm hoping that he can just approximate what he did in Milwaukee. And I do know that ballpark factors play into this, but every 22 plate appearances, gone. And right now it's 52 appearances. And, you know, the problem with he and Chapman right now is they both play all the damn time. So it's not like, okay, he's a guy struggling, we're going to platoon you and, you know, you're in and you're out. This man had 688 plate appearances last year. Uh-huh. He had all the plate appearances, and it's great. He had 32 home runs. So I don't know what it'll take. And I joked in the crossover about just rent a dog, take a day off and rent a dog. Maybe I'll do that for him. You know, maybe I'll send him a coupon code for a dog rental. I think he just needs a day to just like take a deep breath.
See,
right?
Like I hear you, but I don't think that would do a damn thing. If Willie does not show up in his City Connect black and purple jersey tonight, I don't think he's going to come out tomorrow and be like, all right, now it's on. No, I think his same stuff that he's been dealing with is going to be there. You know, I was watching an old, this was a highlight, I don't even remember, it was a game a number of weeks ago, and he said something that immediately became memorable, and I was concerned about it right away. And he's being interviewed by the NBC Sports Bay Area crew, because something wonderful had happened. I think the Giants had walked somebody off. Somebody made an error or something. And so the Giants were able to walk it off. Oh, it's a little league homer. Yeah, great. It'd be fun if somebody, like, I don't know, hit an actual walk-off homer. But never mind. I'll get my emotions together on that. But Willie was being interviewed by the NBC Sports Bay Area team. And there was sort of the, like, excitement of the moment. But then there was the, you know, question two, which is kind of like, how's it going, man? You know what I mean? How's all of the, oh, are you pressing? And how's it going here with this? And he mentioned, he's like, look, there's a lot to get used to here that I'm like, and I'm paraphrasing, but that I'm trying to work with, such as the weather. And that stuck with me, because when people have the ballpark conversation,
right,
I don't think that's where your brain goes. You go to, oh, like the ball doesn't carry.
Yeah,
and right
triples center, alley in the whole deal.
Triples alley.
Yeah.
The weather, he said the weather. And think about it. In a lot of cities in America, when you get to June, it is humid as bleep. And if you hit a ball in the air, it goes. Not here. Like, Steiny just left here to go to the game tonight, and he brought a parka, and he's smart to do so.
It's a puffy jacket.
It's a puffer in June, and I don't need to explain that to all of you. You live here. You get it. So I don't know, like, if that's what Willie needs, oh, Schmidt. Because guess what? It's going to be like this again next summer. And the summer after that, and all seven of them. And I don't know how that's something you just, quote, get used to. What is it you learn to do in terms of hitting the ball through heavy air in San Francisco? I don't know. I have no idea what the answer to that is.
Well, I think the answer is to maybe start looking to hit line drives for base hits. Maybe you change the way you swing. And, you know, this day and age, everybody is cutting on the ball so that they can try to drive it out of the ballpark, because that's what we do. outside of Luis Arraez for San Diego, who's the only guy actually trying to hit 300 because he's into it. And maybe it's because he doesn't have a big power bat, but he's out there trying to Tony Gwynn it. Maybe if you're the Giants, you need to start teaching hitting a different way. And, you know, Pat Burrell, the new hitting coach, I don't know what they're actually teaching this team and what they're working on, but it's not working because you're in a deep, deep funk. And it's not only the last 2 weeks where they've been pretty bad offensively. If you look across their entire season, they're a bad offensive team.
There were those games. So Arizona on May 13th, the Giants win 10-6. The very next night, they lose to Arizona 8-7. And then they take a day off and they come back the next night and Wilmer hits three home runs and they win 9-1. So quick math, that's 26 runs in three games. And I got to check. I'm not 1,000% sure that they've scored 26 runs since then.
They have.
What's the number?
30 in 15 games.
Think about that. They scored 26 runs in three games, all here, home games, 26 runs in 3 days. And in 18 days, 15 games since then, they have barely eclipsed that number. I know we're throwing a lot of numbers at you. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Yes, they've never been. This is not a murderer's row kind of lineup, blah, blah, blah. Yes, pitching and defense wins. I get all of the little markers. But this is epic. This is an unbelievable stretch of incredibly frustrating baseball. When runners get on base, they create holes in their bats. And that's my thing. I get it. You're going to line out sometimes. I get it. Sometimes you're going to pop up. What I don't understand is how professional baseball players, when there are runners on base with this group, seemingly lose the ability to put the bat on the ball and put the ball in play. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't understand why you're not shortening up. I don't understand why you're not trying to go the other way. Are you trying to hit a grand slam? Does it really take 3 weeks for you to understand? No. Like, we'll take the damn fly ball. I know it'd be great to get a double with the bases loaded. Right now, I'll take the fly out to medium deep left, but they can't do it. They can't even get the ball out of the infield. Last night, they had two hits by, I think, the sixth inning, and both of them were infield singles. I'm like, the ball doesn't leave the infield.
Right.
Tell Tatis to come in. You don't need an outfield.
No glove.
You don't hit the ball out there. It is wild. This is a wild experience.
I was looking back year over year to trying to find a similar stretch of 30 runs in 15 games. And you know me, I like a deep dive, and I have more numbers to just pound people with later. I don't want to overwhelm people in the 2 o'clock hour, but I was having a hard time finding another 15 game stretch. And, you know, I'm just scanning the game log and looking for zeros and ones and twos and zeros and twos and ones and all the rest of it. And so what I settled on was a brief look back at how many games they played where they only had one run or zero runs.
Okay.
2 years ago, they had 37 games where we only scored one run or fewer. 37 times they scored one run or zero runs. This year, they're at 14 already. So they're on pace to have about the same number. And that team was Kapler, 79-83. It was his last year as the skipper. They got shut out 13 times. This team's already been shut out 7 times in 60 games. Yeah. That's more than 10% of the games, Mark, where you just get shut out. You get bupkis.
This is just so weird. It really is. It's weird. You should stumble into more runs than this. Like, it accidentally, you should have been able to get somebody home last night.
Right.
With how many opportunities are up there. Do you know how many different ways you can score a run when the bases are loaded with nobody out? Like, I get it. In fact, the next two hitters, neither of them struck out. They did. They put it in play. But I mean, with all the different scenarios that unfolded last night, to not have a wild pitch or a ground ball with eyes or like whatever.
Well, they got a wild pitch in the eighth. Yeah. It was a single from Flores, cost pinch runs, and he steals second base.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of punchies. All right, two outs. You got duck on the pond, intentional walk to Adames, wild pitch,
yep.
Second and third, Casey Schmidt, strikeout.
Yeah.
So you struck out three times in the inning.
3-2 pitch was a foot and a half outside.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
swung at it.
He swung.
Yeah.
And it's a strikeout. But you had three at-bats with runners in scoring position. And
no, there's just also, like, there's something bigger at work here. Like, this worked in the Giants' favor. And I didn't know. Did you watch the replay thing with Adames there at second base?
Yeah.
He was out. And they after further review, runner safe. What?
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
Yeah. Replay is broken.
Just baseball or all sports?
All sports. You've got human beings making calls in real time, and then we're going to twirl our finger, or we're going to tap our helmet, or we're going to throw the red hanky. Whatever it is we're going to do, right? Every sport has its own little modality.
Did you see the cat in Tampa who got thrown out the other day for tapping the top of his helmet?
And truth be told, he said some words before he tapped the helmet.
He did.
The tap was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, what is it? Taylor Wells or Walls?
Walls.
Walls. Taylor Walls. I've never heard of anyone who's ever played for the Rays, by the way. Willie Adames, but you know what I'm saying.
Evan Longoria,
no,
but sure. But yeah.
My point is, at any given moment, I don't know any Rays. You hear about them later.
Of course.
When they go somewhere else. That I get. But at any given moment, like name a Ray. Go. Don't say Taylor Walls. That's not fair.
I mean.
Name a Ray.
I'm not going to. I'm going to be like Steiny on who he's going to the game with. It's not your concern whether or not I know a Ray.
It's really
tell you tomorrow.
Not. Yeah,
totally.
It's not.
Is
my
David
concern.
Price still on the Rays?
Yeah, I don't think okay. so. No. Anyway,
Rocco Baldelli.
Definitely not.
Isn't Randy Wynn was a Ray.
He sure was.
Yeah.
You didn't know about it until he was a Giant.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. Replay is broken. Is all I'm going to say. You've got a human make the call, and then you've got a human looking at a replay.
Yeah, but,
and they're not.
But that absolutely fits. In the baseball umpires are out of pocket scenario. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, this guy, Taylor Walls, there's a called strike. He doesn't like it. He does what you're supposed to do, which is kind of just bow your head. If you have something to say to the ump, say it, but don't make a big thing about it. So he kind of steps out. He calls time because he has to call time because of the pitch clock. And he's just like, come on, ump, that's a bunch of Schmidt, and then like as he's like gathers himself and then heads back to the batter's box, and he's got his hand on top of his helmet as if he's adjusting his helmet, and then he taps it. But that's it. He just taps it, and then he gets into the batter's box, and the umpire steps out from behind home plate, gone. I'm like, dude, I don't like it. You have to let people express their frustration, especially if they're doing it in a subtle way. I would say there's 50,000 people watching, but there was probably 12. But whoever the hell was watching did not know that that's what Taylor was doing. And they threw him out anyway. All right. We're going to loop this conversation into something that happened in the NBA earlier today. Yet another playoff coach fired. This is the third one. And this one went all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think it's going to set up a way for every single Bay Area sports fan to get something off of their chest. So we'll do that. Coming up next, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Willard and Dibbs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.